This is Inside Wealth, the ultimate disclosure on Talk 910 KNEW. Living a healthy and happy life is about awakening to matters of your wallet, balanced by concerns of your heart. Now, Stu Zimmerman.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Inside Wealth. And if you're new to the program, guess what? We have a special one for you. In fact, they're all special because we talk about the kind of wealth that money just can't buy. It's a joy. It's a joy for living. It's no matter what is going on in the moment, that we all know there's all sorts of stuff flying around in our lives that may not feel so good, whether it's the economic uncertainty or the bills piling up, or maybe it's that relationship or two with either your boss or your spouse, whatever it is, that can make life seem really hard. Or maybe it's physical, you know, maybe it's your own physical health. And what we talk about here, what we explore deeply, is how to live a life of joy, whether it's at work or at play, at home or away, wherever. Because ultimately, it is such a great gift to be alive. With us today, we have Jean Houston, Dr. Jean Houston. She's a scholar, philosopher, visionary, and really one of the founders of the Human Potential Movement. And she's worked with amazing people ranging from the Clintons to the Dalai Lama, government agencies, you name it, businesses. And she's written a number of books, one of which is called A Passion for the Possible, and created a whole PBS TV special around it. She's truly an amazing being, and you have to listen to this program to listen to her wisdom. Yes, you must. And by the way, if for whatever reason you do have a life and you can't hear all of it now, go to insidewealth.net. That's insidewealth.net, where you get audio on demand. You get to listen to all of this show and others at your time frame, at your convenience. We also have with our Brain Trust segment, Marcia Weider, founder and CEO of Dream University. And she wrote a recent book called Dreams Are Whispers from the Soul. And it really is dedicated to living the dreams of our life and grounding it into reality. She's been on Oprah, the Today Show, and you name it. So we've got a great show of wise women on. But before we get to Jean Houston and Marcia Weider, you get this week's bowl of stew. This week's bowl of stew is really stirring the cauldron a bit, mixing in a lot of emotion. And I'll tell you why in a moment. In fact, now's the moment. Here we go. I'm part of a men's group with a bunch of CEOs and other business types who clearly have very busy, active lives. It's always to do, to do, to do. And I'm one of them, so, you know, I'm not pointing the finger at anybody else. We get together once a month to talk about areas or issues in our life that have deep meaning to us and that frequently we don't get a chance to talk about in our day-to-day because our lives are just so busy. So we rotate in terms of what the topic is going to be, and the topic for the most recent one is 1 month to live, where one of the guys had gone down to Rick Warren's church down in Southern California. You know, he wrote the Purpose-Driven Life, and 5,000-plus kind of congregation there, large, huge auditorium, and that was the sermon, 1 month to live. So he thought it was a very interesting one, and amazingly, it has relevance to this show because our company, Enjoy Media, which is very much created to bring joy to people's lives through media programs like this radio show, has actually decided that we're going to move on from radio into video and have that be our primary focus at this time, internet video specifically. So, in many ways, this radio show has 1 month to live. And you know, when the decision was made, I must tell you, okay, on one level, I am so dedicated to being of service to our organization and you, whoever you are who may be listening. And I felt really sad. You know, I felt really sad that we've decided to let go of the show. And I couldn't help but immediately go to a place of, you know, Stu, if you were only better at what you do, if you were only more eloquent or more entertaining or had greater insight to share with people, that this show would have gotten much more rousing success, much more ubiquity. Everybody would be talking about it and people would be spending more time focusing on their own lives in ways that where they could improve their lives and give themselves a sense of greater joy and go on a deeper exploration as to what that would be for them. And that somehow it felt like I was a failure, or that somehow I was failing by having this business decision be made. Which, by the way, I got to tell you, even though I have some great votes in the business where I could have you know, stood on my soapbox there and given everybody what for and everything else, you know, I decided to let go, and I certainly did not surround myself with yes people just to, you know, support me whatever I wanted to do. It really is a matter of my doing my best to bring in other amazingly smart and brilliant people where we all have the same vision. And it was really an opportunity for me to let go and get out of myself. And so what I wanted to share with you is this program and the rest of the programs this month are dedicated to having 1 month to live. And I can just start very simply by saying, when I've noticed that I just look at everybody in amazement and look at everybody that I meet as a unique representation of that one being, that one energy, that one humanity, unified field. I don't even care. Frankly, I don't even care what you call it. But when I look at each other, I look at people I meet on the street, strangers, as well as people I know, and just look at them as beautiful representations, or some not always beautiful, but a representation of what's possible, I must tell you, it is such a joy. We are deeply honored here today to have with us a truly remarkable being named Dr. Jean Houston. She's a scholar, philosopher, visionary, and has long been regarded as one of the principal founders of the Human Potential Movement. She's worked as an advisor to U.S. presidents, the Dalai Lama, as well as mere governments and corporations. Author of many books, including A Passion for the Possible, which was also a TV series on PBS. And she's worked in so many different countries and is a founder and director of the International Institute for Social Artistry and is a principal teacher of the Mystery School. And we're going to unravel this mystery right here, right now. Jean, thank you so much for joining us on Inside Wealth.
Thank you, Stu. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And before we get into the details to learn about leadership and the Mystery School and all of that, how do you define success?
Oh, my. You know, I've never been asked that, maybe because I don't even think in terms of success. I think in terms of becoming stewards of the planet. I mean, filled with enough passion for the possible to partner one another through the greatest social transformation ever known. I think of it as a greater and wiser use of our capacities, a rich playing of the instrument that we've been given, and through all that, to aspire to a much larger awareness, one that has real joy in the simple things of everyday life. It is life living at a kind of orchestration of one's body, mind, and soul, an orchestral experience of the self in its many ecologies. It is life that is in which we are not boring God as well as not boring ourselves, but each day filled with a sense of the positive possible, and we stop whining and we take on the great life of being the most important people who have ever lived.
Jean, are you sure you haven't been asked that question before?
No, never. Never.
Okay, because it sounded so effortless. And what we're really hearing here is that you're talking about a quality of life where we are in the instrument, as you mentioned, is just simply our physical being, right? That we are here to live a life of extraordinary possibility, of sensual nature, of taste and smell and orchestra and sound and just delight in the fact that we're here on this earth at this time, as are others.
Indeed, and that is what we are, and that we have had this incredible opportunity to be alive at this time, and thus to be the most important people who've ever lived. And these are the times. We are the people. I cannot, you know, as a student of history, I know of no other time that has this opportunity. I mean, other times in history thought they were it. They're wrong. We are it. These are the times.
Well, hopefully we don't follow in their footsteps and we're wrong, too.
No, so, we cannot be wrong. We don't have that option.
So as a historian, if we could just chunk this down for a second, what makes these times that we live in right now so unique and so special vis-a-vis all the other generations prior, including what some people consider to be the greatest generation, which was the, you know, the one that fought World War II?
Yes.
What makes this time so relevant?
I think ours is a time of mythic transiting, transitions, transformation. I mean, never has the entire human race been put on mythic call. Never before have the odds been stacked so against us to the point that we could lose much of the human race, many of the species, and even our geography by the end of this century. Now, we know what the problems are, but we also have, never before have we had so much knowledge of how to make a difference, how to co-create in new ways of being, new ways of what should we say, serving the story of the time, so as to create a more positive, practical, creative shift to a world that works for everyone, for the self, the family, the community, the region, the world, a deepening of ourselves, of living out of the fullness that we contain so as to access the infrastructure of this higher calling for self, community, and world. So I say with deep conviction that never before have we needed to explore something of who and what we are, what we contain, the construction of this infrastructure of a world that works for everyone, the discovery within ourselves of the fascinating forms and formulas for deepening and empowering our lives, our country, our world. And that's why I say we are living in mythic times. We are mythic links. We have to have the intelligence and genius, the dimensional blueprint that tell us how to do things that maybe have seemed extraordinary in the past, but are deeply ordinary and personal in the now.
Mm. So what I'm really hearing from you, Gina, one is that we may be the mything link here in terms of mythic proportion. And specifically, when you said the odds stacked against us, are you talking about, you know, the technology that we have right now that frankly can blow each other up and blow up the entire planet?
Well, we can, but there's factors unique in human history. I mean, certainly the technology, the fact that we are interlinked in a way that we never have before through the internet, etc. But also, I think that, for example, scientists and environmentalists are calling us to reconsider the holy ground upon which we walk, the sacred earth we breathe. The poets, the priests, the psychologists, the teachers, the people who listen to this show are calling forth our common dreams, the great images that are looming large in the unconscious that are saying, it's time to wake up now. I mean, men and women are gathering in groups telling the stories that reconnect us with nature, spirit, community, and meaning. Women are rising all over the world to full partnership with men in the whole domain of human affairs. And so much of our present science fiction deals with present society and community. I mean, from Huxley's Brave New World and Ireland and George Orwell's 1984 to Heinlein's Stranger in a Strange Land.
Right.
What we are doing is we are making conscious new templates, new possibilities that are necessary for both global and personal transformation. And the movies, like The Matrix, I mean, they carry the coded matrices of the next step in human development and the pattern for the partnering of human and spiritual realities. They contain the codings that illumine the path of making a difference. And I believe that when actively engaged, that's why I often work in my seminars with great stories, great myths, these great journeys of the soul lead us away from the frustrations of our little local selves to the fulfillment of our universal selves. We know ourselves no longer as separate and isolated in our sorrows, regrets, and our burdens, but rather we are personal, person planet. We have value for a whole new way of being, seeing, loving, knowing. And I think in the past, where we lived tribally, now we live globally. We have been rescaled to planetary proportions.
We will be right back with Dr. Jean Houston and more possibilities for our own lives and our planet right here on Inside Wealth. We'll have more Inside Wealth right here on Talk Radio 910 AM, KNEW, San Francisco.